Hello, friend. I'm so glad you're here. Welcome to Stage Haven, a podcast and online community dedicated to creating safe and inspiring spaces within the world of theater. The theater is, and always should be, a place of vulnerability, education, safety, and community. Here at the Stage Haven podcast, we are fiercely committed to discussing and nurturing these tools and information. Together, we believe our community will become stronger and better as we build and uphold the safe haven that every stage can and should be. Welcome to Stage Haven and to today's episode.
Hey guys, we're back.
It's been a hot minute.
So 2020's kind of kicked both our butts.
It's just been a dumpster fire so far.
So this has taken a bit of a back seat. However, we're back and ready to be rolling again.
Yeah, so we're going to talk about bootleg culture today. And Hamilton and all that great, exciting stuff makes up the essence of being a theater kid. So my first bootleg was like 2 years ago, and it was Waitress.
Okay.
So,
okay. Actually, you know what my, like, first was Dear Evan Hansen, because it was my senior year of high school when it came out, and it came out in February of 2017, and I remember, like, listening to it and being obsessed, and then I told my friend Jace at school, I was like, this musical's amazing, and he was always the one that would just obsess over musicals with me. And so we got hooked on Dear Evan Hansen together, and then one of my other friends found a bootleg or something, and it was one of the ones where it was on YouTube, and it was broken into two videos. It was like Act 1, Act 2, and it was filmed horribly, but I found it, and I sent it to Jace, and we watched it in class together, and we cried, and it was awesome.
So one of my favorite things is when you find, like, a playlist on YouTube that's, yes, like, labeled, definitely not
a bootleg.
And then you open it, and it's, like, 15 videos of the same bootleg, but they have it in, like, 5-minute chunks.
Yes, it's incredible.
Like, oh my gosh, bootlegging is, like, an art.
Or when they, like, rename musicals.
Yes. So the second bootleg I ever saw was Wicked, and they had named it, like, Pink and Green Slime Tutorial. And, okay, but the name for the Waitress bootleg was actually, like, hysterical and also kind of inappropriate. It was something about pulling a table out of your butt or something like that. And I just cackled the whole time when I found it. That's, and realized hilarious. What it was. I don't even know. So-and-so and pulling a table out of your butt.
Oh, my,
and
I'm, word.
Like, wait, what?
Okay. Like, it's not wrong.
Like, it's just so funny how, like, we have to come up with all these weird little quirks to get around the laws and stuff.
Yeah.
And we're, like, uploading bootlegs because all of us are too freaking poor.
Yeah, which leads us to our main discussion today.
Which is, how do we vocalize this?
Like, why theater should be more affordable.
It has to be
and more accessible
to,
yeah,
people. I mean, they make such a big deal about, you know, how bootlegs are such a bad thing, how they're illegal, how we shouldn't be giving into them. Meanwhile, we're on Instagram and a stranger's DMs like, hey, you got that Beetlejuice bootleg for me? That is exactly how I got my Beetlejuice bootleg. Like, some stranger on the
internet. We've all been there.
Like, messaged me on Instagram. And so, I mean, like, we have to make these kinds of shows more accessible,
right,
which is why when they announced that they were releasing the Hamilton Pro Shot, it's been this, like, huge, giant
deal. Huge deal. Everyone's blown up about it, like, just so excited.
And, I mean, we should be excited because think about how many people are too poor or not in the circumstance where they can see Hamilton,
yeah,
on stage.
Right.
You know?
When it's something that everyone should see.
It really
everyone
is.
Everyone should be able to see something like Hamilton that's been that influential and that's made that much of an impact on our society, you absolutely should be able to experience,
right,
it.
Oh, definitely. But, I mean, the thing, especially with Hamilton, is, A, availability is, like, almost non-existent.
Yeah, impossible.
And what is available is so astronomically expensive,
right,
that it's, like, the rich people's show,
yeah,
almost, which is hilarious.
Or the broke people spending money they don't have, which was my case when I saw it 2 years ago.
I got so lucky when I got my Hamilton tickets. Like, well, and that kind of brings me to my other point. Like, yes, we do have touring shows, but how much more expensive are touring tickets than Broadway tickets?
So expensive.
I mean, these shows that they sell tickets for $85 on Broadway, they're like $150, $200 on their tours,
yeah,
because, I mean, production costs, blah, blah, blah. And I'm not ragging on the touring industry or anything like that, because I mean, you have to make up tour costs somewhere.
Yeah.
But how many people does that make it suddenly inaccessible to, even though, you know, it might be in their city, right? But they still can't.
Like, it's making it accessible, but is it?
Is it really?
It's coming to you, but you're paying double or even triple the price exactly. of what you would.
Your choices are you fly to New York or West End, so you're paying airfare, hotel tickets, food, all that stuff, or you wait till it comes to your town and you double the ticket cost, yeah. you know. So either way, it's kind of a lose-lose, especially if you're poor young adults like us Ooh. Who have no money.
Nothing.
Like, pro shots are a really big deal, and I think that they need to become, like, the norm yeah. for shows now.
Well, especially because our society's... We're such an online technology-based, like, it's our whole world. Our whole world has become our phones and our technology, and those are tools that should be used to educate and to make things accessible for people, and this is one of those things.
Right. Well, and if we're just looking at it from the legal standpoint, if they want people to not be putting out these illegal recordings... And they want to be making money off of their musical. The way that they can do that is by putting out these pro shots. I mean, yeah. you have this entire audience who can't afford to go to the show in either context, whether it's on Broadway or in a touring production. But if you start selling, you know, DVDs and theater tickets, yeah. you know, how much more
how many more seats can you fill?
Exactly. Like, you can suddenly fill all of these different seats. You're reaching a whole new audience that you couldn't before. I mean, it's kind of the smart thing to do at this yeah. point in the industry. If they are really and truly opposed to bootleg culture and all that kind of thing, and they're insistent at keeping these ticket prices so high, then they need to find this other way to make it accessible to people.
Yeah. Well, especially, I'm going to, like, tangent for a minute.
Please do.
Going into, like, arts education in, like, public schools and how it's such a low priority for the public education system as a mm-hmm. whole. The theaters and the music groups and, you know, whatever, in public high school, they get all the leftover funding, if anything. It's just not a priority to people when it should be, because the arts are so important and they're dying in the public school systems, and kids need the arts and kids need to be educated and they need to be well-rounded. And so with something like this, if, you know, kids are already so consumed by media and movies and TV and everything, that if something like this, if these pro shots are being made that much more available to even kids, then that's already not fixing, but it's addressing a problem right. that isn't being addressed in school.
Right. Well, and I mean, think about the cultural aspect of it, what you're preserving by doing these pro shots. I mean, yeah, we have cast recordings, but think about how many times the show differs from the studio album. Yeah. You know, how many changes get made. And then there's the original cast, you know? A lot of people will never get the chance to see, you know, Lin-Manuel Miranda performing as Hamilton.
Right.
But that is a huge, like, cultural historic moment, especially right. in the theater community.
Yeah.
So, I mean, by creating and releasing these pro shots, they're preserving that. And, I mean, that's kind of preserving the legacy of the show in and of itself.
Right.
Stage Haven is produced through Anchor, an app that records high-quality audios, allows you to edit right from your phone, and distributes your podcast everywhere, including to Google and Apple Podcasts. Oh, and did I mention? It's 100% free.
I mean, Hamilton really isn't Hamilton without Lin, right?
Yeah, no, so, it's not.
Like, 20 years down the road, we want, you know, the next generation of theater dorks to be able to experience that.
See it and, yeah.
Be able to appreciate where these things came from.
Time capsuled and
right.
then it lives forever.
Like, if I could see a pro shot of Michael Crawford as the Phantom.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh. That would just be, like, on loop forever in my house. Just it's just on a stream.
It really constantly. Would. Like, it she's really not would. She's not exact. Like, it literally
like,
would.
It would, like, alternate the original cast, and then it'd be the 25th anniversary cast. Yeah. Just back and forth. Forever. Like, you walk into my house, and you could just guarantee that that would always
yes,
be
it's just it's always on.
That, it is. I mean, we'll just throw in a Beetlejuice in there once in a while.
Cats.
They have, oh my gosh.
We could listen, not agree less on Cats.
It's true.
Madison. Really it's can. An ongoing.
It's this whole thing. I mean, I'm so into that weird performance art And Cats just for some reason got to the very center of my soul. I got. That's what happened. And now I just have this weird obsession with this show that makes zero sense.
And I just put up with it because I can't stand it. But it's fine.
I know. Her and my boyfriend are just so patient with my weirdness. Like, this month it's been Beetlejuice. A few months ago it was Cats. Like, and Phantom is just a constant. And they just put up with me. And I don't know why.
That's what we do.
Okay, I know for a fact that Beetlejuice has pro shots. Mm-hmm. Because of their TikToks and everything that they release. Oh, yeah. I'm like, you guys have that the pro shots. You're just waiting.
You're just teasing.
It's the exact same thing as what they did with Hamilton. Because we had all these, like, perfect gifts and, like,
right.
little tiny portions of the show. And all of us were like, oh, so there's a pro shot. And they're like, no.
No.
And we're like, yes, there is.
Yes, don't you lie.
And then Disney's like, guess what we bought? And we're all like, we knew it.
Let me guess.
We knew you were holding out on.
No way!
And I bet you anything the reason they're choosing to release it now is because ticket sales are probably finally starting to taper off just a little bit.
Well, because I remember a year and a half ago, they announced it and they're like, oh, there's going to be this pro shot Hamilton, and everyone freaked out and then we didn't hear anything else about it.
Right.
Till now.
We knew that it was going to happen. We knew it was coming. We just kind of had to wait.
Yeah.
And I always said we'd probably have to wait until the first couple of tours wrapped up.
Yeah,
because,
for sure.
Because, I mean, they were just selling those out constantly. I mean, you could guarantee that there was never going to be a single open seat in one of those shows. Ever. But now that a few of the tours have wrapped up and stuff, and they're not risking losing money off of this, you know, they're still going to fill the same amount of seats.
Yeah.
But now they're in a safe place to release the pro shots and start making, you know, just as much money off of that. They're not risking anything by putting this out now, whereas they might have before. They might have lost a few of their, like, touring audience, you know?
For sure. Yeah, for sure.
And I know it's just the nature of the business, because if everybody was putting out pro shots as consistently as they were putting out cast albums, they'd probably lose a little bit of money and wouldn't fill as many seats.
Yeah,
so
sure.
I get it, but I definitely think that it needs to start being the normal thing.
More of a norm.
That,
more frequent, more...
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, even if they don't want to release it right away, you know, just make the pro shot and have it.
Yeah.
Because, once again, it goes back to the legacy of it. None of us are ever going to be able to see Alex Brightman as Beetlejuice because they're closing it, you know?
Yeah.
But... Lara does not care at all about
But I don't care for Music Man even more.
Mm-hmm.
Music Man's the greater of two evils. I have nothing against Beetlejuice. It's just not my thing.
Right.
Like, I don't have an opinion about Beetlejuice. I do have an opinion about Music Man, and I can't stand it.
She and I are both aggressively against Music Man.
No offense. Like, I know many people love Music Man. I just, oh.
Girl. It's not ours. And then, so I already was, like, kind of against Music Man. And then they announced that that was what was killing Beetlejuice.
Her jam and she's
mad. I lost it. Oh my gosh. If anybody even says the word Music Man to me, I'm like, oh,
you're
I'm
like,
here to
no, no,
fight.
No. Hugh Jackman, mm-mm, coming for you.
I will fight Hugh Jackman personally.
But don't.
I won't hit his face. I'll keep it below the neck.
Just keep it below. Okay, fair.
I can hit
leave his freaking face.
Yes, I'm going to go fight Wolverine.
Where has this gone?
I don't know. It went exactly where it was going to with us. As long as it's us, it's going to take a weird direction.
Yes. Oh my gosh, yes.
So my main point of all of it is let's make theater more accessible to people.
And affordable.
Yes. It's just a good business endeavor.
Yes.
If you really think about
it. People need to be more exposed to it.
Yes.
Because it educates the younger generations and it educates the older generations. And it unites people. And it's just like the beauty of theater as a whole.
Mm-hmm.
But on that huge level, everyone should have a chance to experience that.
Well, and think about how many people wouldn't even care about a touring production. But now that this show is going to be in theaters and it's getting all this hype,
mm-hmm,
those people are going to go see the movie because they're like, oh, everyone's freaking out about it.
Probably
so
wouldn't.
Exactly. So now you have a whole bunch of people who don't know anything about theater, and suddenly they're exposed to this whole new side of it that otherwise they wouldn't be able to experience.
Yeah.
Just because, you know, somebody took the time to record one performance. And he was like, maybe we should record this because Lin-Manuel isn't going to be here forever.
Yeah.
I could tangent on so many different
things.
So many different things.
But we won't. You're all welcome.
Welcome.
You're welcome.
Even though one of these days there will be a podcast where we just go off the rails and...
Like zero filter.
Nothing.
We're just going to hit record. We're not going to have any idea what we're going to talk about.
Like the little explicit warning.
Warning? Yeah. No filter. It's coming.
It's going to happen.
It's inevitable because we're both
Mads and Lara off the rails.
Yes. We're at like a personal boiling point, like both of us individually.
Oh, for sure.
So then together it's like explosive.
For sure. 2020 has 2020. Messed us up already.
But that is a story for another day.
That's so many different stories for another day.
That's a story for my therapist.
The point is... point is, theater is good. You should experience it.
Yes.
Go see Hamilton in the theaters when it comes out.
Oh,
in so October! Sorry. Which is still so far away.
It'll come fast. Hopefully.
I hope so.
Thanks for listening, guys. This is kind of all over the place, but
it got all somewhere.
It got somewhere.
It made some kind of a point.
Yeah.
I'm not sure what that point was, but we made it.
But we made several of them. As always, go follow our social medias. We're on Facebook and Instagram at... Yep. Facebook and Instagram at Stagehaven, and reach out. We want to hear from you about anything and everything.
Tell us what you want to hear us rant about.
Yes, because we could rant about many.
We're the professionals of ranting. We could literally sit here.
We just need like specific direction.
Mm-hmm. Otherwise, you're just gonna get kind of a train wreck, and it'll be great.
Yeah, it's gonna be great. So have a great weekend. Have a great upcoming week. I almost said subscribe, but it's not a YouTube channel, so
like and subscribe.
Go like and follow us, I guess.
And maybe a YouTube soon?
Maybe.
We
look like too much of messes to be on a camera, though. That's why it's a podcast.
That's true. Let us know if you guys want to see us just, like, in our pajamas yelling at a camera.
We should do, like, a special episode. Let us know. Anyway.
Anyways.
That's all.
Bye, guys.
Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Stagehaven. Subscribe to this podcast and connect with us on Facebook and Instagram at Stagehaven. We are always taking suggestions and requests for what to discuss here, so feel free to reach out with any thoughts you may have, or if you would like to be our next Stagehaven guest. Email us at stagehaventheatre@gmail.com. That's theater spelled T-H-E-A-T-R-E. Thanks again for tuning in. Here's to the safe and inspiring spaces that we all deserve.